Would you believe it? What got me where I am will not keep me there. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. What got me where I am will not keep me there. How true that is. How true that is. I have spoken my word and said, I like me, I like me, I like me. All is in divine order. I like me, I like me, I like me. All is in divine order. And it has gotten me to a very lovely frame of mind. And in this lovely frame of mind, I am thinking beautiful thoughts. I am enjoying beautiful circumstances. I am delighting in beautiful people everywhere around me under all conditions. And it is wonderful. Now, if I'm going to ride on my laurels and stop saying, I like me and all is in divine order, then things get out of divine order. Now, why, if this is something, if I have made an affirmation, and that affirmation is real for me, and that affirmation bears fruit for me, and I live in that affirmation of I like me and all is in divine order, why do I have to keep saying it? Why do I have to keep repeating it? Well, you don't have to keep saying it. You don't have to keep repeating it, because you'll stay there even if you don't. However, if you have only said it and you have not lived it and believed it, if you have only practiced the piano, say for instance, and you are in your first year, you will be talented on the piano to your first year accomplishment. And as you do your second year, third year, and so on, you will have additional talent, additional skill built up with each year. And you'll stay on the level of the first or second year, or maybe third year. You might scooch around this way or that way a little bit, but you won't stay there because it will not fulfill you. You know there is more to your ability than what you are demonstrating. And so, because you have not trained yourself further, because you have not applied yourself further, you slip back, and pretty soon you are not interested in the piano anymore, and you go on to something else. You just don't stay there. When you continually speak your word and you continually practice the piano, on through the 12th year, you might say, your skill is amazingly beautiful. Your feeling and your mood and your attitude toward music is delightful. And you just go on. And you go on playing, and you go on improvising, and you go on using your imagination, your magic, and you might even compose music. You might take other composers and recompose their music, or do whatever pleases you to make you happy. But if you don't keep playing the piano, you lose it. Oh, you may regain it again, but you regain it by using it again, by playing and by being it. Now, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? Do you want to do whatever it is that you're doing? Do you want to live in this physical body you're in? You want to live in this mental body you're in? You want to live in this magical self of yourself that you are? Or do you want to slip back and forget all that and go on and start something else again? Start something else again. We have all chosen different directions for ourselves. And we can improve ourselves to be the finest in that direction if we wish. Or we can keep on trying out new things. As young people do, they oftentimes go from job opportunity to job opportunity, looking for the thing that's going to turn them on until they get enough talent to really draw for themselves the best salary. Now, as we practice our piano, as we practice our lessons, as we are diligent, as we are persistent, our ability increases. We don't stay where we are. We grow and we expand. But you see, if we stop practicing, we would stop even being at that level of the piano that we were, because we'd sit down and say, chopsticks, you know. Well, now, every pianist plays chopsticks in the beginning of their retinue of playing, but the thing is, it's not the reality. The reality is who we really are, who we are revealing. What got me where I am will not keep me there. The practice that I did yesterday will only keep me to yesterday's talent, and even that, if I don't keep practicing it, won't keep me there. So I say, all of the things that I want to accomplish, I do by putting the cause in motion consistently, regularly, until it is part of my nature, it is part of my very being, it is part of my very life and my very essence. And as it's part of my very essence, then I am it. And when I am it, I'm not worried about keeping me there. I am enjoying being there and seeing myself in many, many more wonderful ideas of being there. Are you ready for the expansion of your own character? I am. I continuously say my affirmations. I continuously reveal who I am. And I know who I am. I know that I'm a very happy fellow. And I'm a very fulfilled fellow. And I'm a very contented fellow in every possible way. And I know also that as I live in this world, and I am dissuaded from being happy from time to time by people's attitudes, that unless I bring myself back into my own harmony, I will lose that feeling of contentedness and happiness. Because I have not created the world around me, a world of happiness and harmony and beauty and charm. When I create the world around me of happiness, harmony, beauty and charm, then I will always see that. And only see that. And should any dissuasion come along, I immediately put the cause in motion. All is harmony. All is peace. Should I walk among other peoples and see other worlds and see anything contrary to what I am, I must immediately return to my base and say all is in divine order now. I cannot allow myself for one instant to remain away from my base. Of all is in divine order now. I like me. All is in divine order now. I like me. All is in divine order now. Live in this consciousness and watch the magic of life pass you by as you live in your own wonderful magic, far greater than any magic in the outer world, because you're living from that inner reality. You're living in the here and the now. You're living in your divine center. I like me. All is in divine order. What a wonderful way to live. We are certainly fabulous people, aren't we? We make our choices and we make our decisions and we enjoy it by our choice. So join me this day, if you will, speaking your word. I like me. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. And as you say that, realize that you don't change the outer world. You don't change your world. You only grab for more beauty, more wonder, more magic that is always ours. And it's just waiting for us to take it and say, ah, yes, it's mine. It's mine. I like that. All is in divine order. That is wonderful. I love it. Have a great day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.